Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishma Samrak Hashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in the beginning of Amud Aleph concludes the story of Rabbi Akiva and how Rabbi Akiva became the Gadol B'Torah that he became. And the point I want to focus on is that Rabbi Akiva's initiation to go learn Torah came from his wife. The wife, Rachel, saw that he was Tzanu Me'ali. So she came and told him, if you're going to learn Torah, I'll marry you. That's what happened. That's what started. That's the story how, at the end of the day, Kalba Savua realized that she did the right thing. And the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Akiva started learning Torah only at that stage. Another place is brought down that Rabbi Akiva started learning Torah only at the age of 40. He was 40 years old. The first 40 years, he was Am Haaretz. And then when he was 40 years old, that's when he started learning Torah. And that came the next 40 years, which is considered to be the one that he learned when his wife sent him to learn Torah. And one may ask, what's pshat in Rabbi Akiva that his wife is the one who pushes him to learn Torah? And that he starts learning Torah specifically at the age of 40. Is it a coincidence that this happens there, Rabbi Akiva? But the Chora, the answer is as follows. What's brought down in many of the Sfarim, and it's based on what Chazal tell us, the Rabbi Akiva is considered to be Shoyrish Torah Sheba'al Peh. He is the main Torah Sheba'al Peh that we have. The Gemara tells us that all the stammas that we have in Torah all come for the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the Kula Libidei Rabbi Akiva, Stam Mishtar Amer, Stam Tosefta, etc. It's all come for Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and they are Libidei Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Torah Sheba'al Peh in general comes from Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, he is Shoyrish Torah Shebichtav. He brings Torah Shebichtav to the world. The more brings, the Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah, and he couldn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. So he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you give Torah through Rabbi Akiva? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shtoik, that you can't ask this question. I have my reasons why Torah is not coming through Rabbi Akiva. And then first you bring, the Pshat is, the Moshe Rabbeinu is destined for Torah Shebichtav. While Rabbi Akiva is the Shoyrish and destined of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And each one belongs to a different segment of Torah. And that's why this story has to cover Moshe Rabbeinu, and this story has to cover Rabbi Akiva. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva as a Torah Sheba'al Peh, but Akishbo's message to him was, that's Torah Sheba'al Peh, not Torah Shebichtav. And the chiluk between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Sheba'al Peh in general is that Torah Shebichtav comes from above. These are the words of Hashem. Torah Sheba'al Peh comes from us. Torah Sheba'al Peh is the diburim and machshavos of human beings down here in the world. And obviously there's also Torah Mesiris that we get. But it's really based on the words of human beings. So it belongs down here in this world. It belongs to what a person has on his own. The Arizal in Shaar Ma'amori Rashbi explains that that's the reason Rabbi Akiva started learning Torah only at the age of 40. The Mishnah Novus tells us Ben Arboim Labino, meaning the age of 40, you get to Bina. What is Bina? What's unique about Bina? So in the Torah, it's mentioned a few times, Chochmo and Bina. Rashi explains that Chochmo, Masha'odum Loim and Merabi. Chochmo is what you receive, is the first understanding that you get from above. Bina is already your own Avona, maybe in Dover Meterch Dover. You take something, you understand it. It's your own Avona. It's your own understanding. It's what you put into the words. But a person gets to the age of 40, he gets to that stage that he's able to be mavid on his own. And as brought down Rashi brings in Chumash, that Am Yisrael, in the end of the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, now you understand what I told you. It takes 40 years for a person to really understand, to really get to his own understanding of something. That's the concept of Bino that we have at the age of 40. When a person finally gets to his own understanding, not only what he gets from above, but his own Havana. That's why, according to some, you can't learn Kabbalah until the age of 40, because only at that stage, your person really has his own Bino, his own Havana to understand something. Says the Arizal, that's the reason Rabbi Akiva started to learn Torah only at the age of 40. Because Rabbi Akiva is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is my Torah, is the human being's Torah. That's a Torah that belongs to 40. So to speak, what Rabbi Akiva is now learning the first 40 years of his life, because the first 40 years belong to Torah Shebichtav, to the Havana that you get from above. And that is not Rabbi Kiva's avoida. Rabbi Kiva's avoida is Tosha Hapeh specifically. That's why he starts his journey in the age of 40. One can add that that may be the pshat in our sugya, that the one who pushed Rabbi Kiva to learn Torah is his wife. It comes dafka from the wife. Because it's brought down, the Shloss says it in a few places, Torah Shebichtav is keneged the zocher, keneged the ish. Torah Shebaalpeh is keneged the ish. This goes back to what we spoke about in the Masechta the whole time. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are moshul to ish ve'isha. So Torah Shebichtav that comes from above for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ish. The Torah Shebaalpeh that comes from us is a isha. If Rabbi Akiva is soy Torah Shebaalpeh, he's the one who brings Torah Shebaalpeh to the world. So it's very fitting that his Torah starts from a isha dafka, to come and show and resemble that his Torah is a Torah, the isha Torah, the Torah from Adam. It's a 40-year-old that comes from a isha dafka, because his avoida is Torah Shebaalpeh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.